You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Who likes stickers? Do you like stickers?
I love stickers.
Do you like free stickers?
I love free stickers.
Do they have unicorns and rainbows on them?
No.
Ah, fuck. All right.
If you like free stickers, then Empathica Radio's got a fucking deal for you.
Is it free stickers, Steve?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm just actually, they're $5 a piece.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It didn't work out too well.
They're not free anymore.
Yeah, they're now they're $5 a piece for a 3x3, 3-inch by 3-inch. No, if you want free stickers to the show, email us your address and we'll send you a few.
Or show up at Steve's house at 3 in the morning on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday?
Only on Tuesdays at 3 in the morning. Yes. That's when we hand them out.
Email your address to empathicaradio@gmail.com and we'll send you some fucking stickers.
Or don't. I don't care.
Yeah, we don't care either way. But we have an abundance that we would like to get rid of. So if you want them, we got them.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Can I read you guys an email?
Oh, no. Is this like some email shitting on us?
No, no. This is quite the opposite.
Oh.
Who?
President Trump said he liked us on Facebook.
Who's ready to fall in love?
Well, we're married.
To each other?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, I don't even know how to pronounce this person's name.
So you're going to talk about an email about some person?
Well, they're obviously not from this country.
Obviously not. No one that listens to this podcast is from this country, are they?
Probably not. How would you say that person's name?
That's not my job. That's Brennan's job.
Oh, how would you say that name? A-M-I-N. Don't hit the microphone.
Aminata Conan?
Aminanan?
Aminata?
We're going to say, who gives a fuck?
Big A.
Either way, this is the email I receive.
Cool.
All right. Let me back up. This is the email we receive. This wasn't to my personal account. This is to our show. I am single.
So we already know this is.
This is how. Let me stop. Okay, Don't interrupt me while I'm trying to read the email.
Okay.
I am single. My goal is to find that special someone that I can fall in love with and spend the rest of my life with. I'm interested. Now, see, what makes this hard to read is because it's in broken English. I am interested for decent long term relationship. Reply to me to send you my photo. So I replied.
You know, there's some kind of computer scam thing.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm still going to reply.
So is your bank account empty yet?
No, come on. I didn't give him my bank account number. So this is what I replied back.
Okay.
Says, well, you've come to the right place. Not only does Empathica Radio play unsigned, independent, heavy metal, punk, and hardcore, but we also help people find love. We have one easy step to follow. Simply go to iTunes, Google Play Music, or Podbean and subscribe to the show. By subscribing to our podcast, your attractiveness will increase by 75%. Plus, just by telling people that you listen to Empathica Radio will make them fall in love with you. Hail to the underground. That's what I replied back.
You got too much. Did they send pics?
I did not get a pic.
What?
I did get another email.
Did they reply?
I'm not even going to read it. Look at this. I'm just going to scroll. Here it is. Look at that. Look how long that fucking email is.
Is it like a story of their
life?
It's
a fucking story. And let me break it down for you. There's a part in there where I'm supposed to call a number to a priest that she lives with and then ask for her or him.
Wow, this explains their whole thing, how they're going to rip you off, though.
Yeah, right.
They're refugees.
They're, yes. And
they have millions of dollars, but they're tied up in some sort of U.S. bank or thing, is what I'm getting
Correct. Did you get to the part with the priest?
And yeah, I kind of skipped over that. I'm not sure how that ties in. that lets you know they're trustworthy.
Yeah, because it's a priest. Because everybody knows priests are 100% trustworthy.
Hell yeah.
Did you see how long that is?
So, yeah, it goes on. They have a lot of money, but they need your money to get it.
Correct.
Right.
They need my bank account. I'm guessing they need my bank account.
Obviously.
So they can transfer their money into it.
Duh.
And then when they move here and fall in love with me.
I've done this hundreds of times, and it works every time.
They'll take their money back, but leave me a bunch of it for doing this to help them. I didn't respond to this one. I was like, oh, my God. I did read the whole thing, though. I mean, obviously, I knew it was bullshit from the beginning, but I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely responding. I was at the gym when I got it, and I stopped working out to reply. I was like, oh, no, I got to sit down and do this right now.
What, they're French?
Is that what it said? I missed that part.
She says that's their fluent language is French.
Oh, my God. I didn't know French had refugees. Where the fuck are you a refugee at in France?
We're refugees. We want to go to France.
Yeah, no shit.
What the fuck? That just says that's her native language, but what the fuck are you at?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, this is great.
I know. It was a great email. No, it wasn't hate mail. It was love mail.
Yeah. Well, I hope it works out for you, too.
It's not just me, bro. I was speaking as a whole. She has to marry all three of us.
We should open up a bank account, put a dollar in there.
And see what happens.
See how it goes down.
Send the pictures. I did my part.
I did my part. Where are the pictures? I can. You want me to respond back to her and say, hey, you know what? You never sent me a pic.
Yeah.
Come in here. I'll do it right now.
Fuck yeah. I want some pictures.
All right. Hold on. Let me scroll down here and reply.
Just reply. Send me your pic.
Never received... Hold on here. Received that picture of you.
You know what's awesome? Send. You know what's awesome is no matter what you type, they're going to send back their like spiel of stuff.
Yeah,
you know
I won't get another picture. They'll be like, I need your bank account for that.
Yeah, right.
Damn. I wish there was a way I could figure out somebody I hate its bank account so I could give it to them and just let it drain.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That'd be wrong, though.
But what if you hated them and then they really did put $2 million in
there? Oh, that'd be my luck. It's the only real one that's ever been sent out. And I'm like, fuck you. I figured they wouldn't have replied back after reading what I sent them.
You could have sent back, period. And then they would have replied with
all that.
You know what I mean? It's probably automatic.
Right.
You know?
So what do you think will be the next step for them when I said I never received that pick?
It'll probably be almost a repeat of whatever.
Just the same thing?
Yeah.
Fucking idiots. Empathica Radio does not take in refugees.
Or give money away.
We have no money.
People should be giving money to us.
Yeah, that's what... We need to come up with our own email scams.
We live in the Midwest. We're refugees, basically.
We pretty much are. Yeah, that was a fun email. It wasn't a hateful one.
Yeah.
We haven't had any hateful ones in a while. Those are fun, too, though. I'm not gonna lie.
If they do send something back, to be like, you didn't subscribe.
Yeah, did you click the subscribe, though? That'll be the next one. Did you subscribe, though?
Is there people that really fall for that?
Well, there has to be, because why would everybody keep doing it? That shit's been going on since the internet started.
Sure, but it just boggles my mind that someone be like, okay.
I think it's old people. I think they're out of their minds, and obviously our generation won't fall for it, but the older, you know what I mean? They just don't know any better. I'm like, oh, man. This person really needs help, and
our generation won't even stop and help someone change a tire.
Hell no,
because we're afraid they'll rob us.
Yes,
that's the thing that happened up by me where I live.
Really,
it's someone in a car will bump into you, like hit you with their car, and then you know they bump into you at a light or whatever. You pull over because you're in an accident, mm-hmm. and to exchange information. And they get out and take your car.
Oh, well, that is... So, but they leave their car then, right?
No, there's more than one guy.
Oh, fuck. I say, well, they at least left you with a car. You just drive that.
They're not going to be that nice. Are you kidding?
Well, maybe it's a shit car, though.
It's probably another car they just stole.
Just stealing car after car.
They just keep working their way to like better cars.
Better cars. Jesus.
But then the one they steal always has a dent in it.
A dented rear bumper. Yeah, I guess. But yeah. I guess it's worth it to them.
The bumper job's not bad. You know, take it in.
But it's like you can't. You know what can you do anymore?
Nothing.
What do you have to do? Call 911 if you get in a fender bender.
I guess. What happened to your brother?
What's that?
I remember him telling that story. I think he was coming home from one of the 4th of July things over in St. Louis, and he cut through East St. Louis.
Yeah.
And he was sitting in traffic, and the car behind him bumped him.
Oh, fuck.
And he looked in the rearview mirror, and then when the line moved, he just moved.
Yeah.
You know, and they were all staring at him like they were wanting him to get out. And he was just like, nope, I'm out.
Yep.
Just kept on driving. Fuck a dent. I can fix that shit.
Put a reverse and hit them back.
Right. Nope, not worth me getting out. If I was in East St. Louis and someone bumped me, I'd drive the fuck off.
Fuck yeah.
And if it was a legit accident and the cops arrested me, I'd be like, I was in East St. Louis. You really think I'm going to get out of my fucking car?
Here's the other thing. If you're in East St. Louis, it's not like they have insurance to cover you anyways.
Right, so that's true.
You're on your own no matter what.
Yeah, just fucking leave.
Even if it was real?
I got comp, so.
They don't have any insurance to cover you.
Nope.
So.
I've got comp. I'll go right to my... I'll be like... I backed into a pole. Fucking fix this shit.
No, there's all kinds of cases of that. People acting like they're cops, driving like old cop cars and stuff.
Right.
You know, pulling
Which I don't
over.
Know why anybody falls for that, because all the cops drive nice fucking cars now. Any undercover ones, they're nicer, I should say.
Yeah, but think about it too. I guess maybe not an old cop
car. It's not going to be an old fucking...
But you could just have a white or a black Dodge Charger. They'll drive Dodge Chargers.
That's what I'm saying, though.
So it wouldn't even have to be old, really. It could just be any Dodge Charger.
But I don't think they are.
Well, it's like...
Or newer cars people are doing this in. They're probably the old fucking Caprices.
I don't know. But it's like my neighbor's dating a cop, and he has a black Charger, and it looks like it's unmarked.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I tell him is back window. If you look in his back window,
see the light bar in there?
See a red and a blue light.
Right.
Lights in there. But... You know, if he pulled me over, it looks like any other Charger.
Oh, yeah. They got the, what are they doing around here? Is it the Explorer that the cops are driving in now? And everything's just like my Cherokee, white with black wheels.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck, I wonder if people are going to start thinking I'm a cop. Because I don't have any, I stripped all my emblems off the car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they kind of do the same.
The only way you can tell usually is if they have, it's like, but even this car doesn't even have any extra antennas or nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to be external anymore. Back in the day, it had to be like a 6 foot long antenna.
Yeah, 15 antennas coming off the top of it.
Now
so
it's like a little antenna inside their windshield, you know? So they don't even have antennas anymore.
Nope.
But it's like, you know, you could put red and blue lights on. I can go and buy those off the internet.
Oh,
those lights. You know what I mean?
My brother-in-law had a blue one. I think it was blue. It was blue or yellow for when he was plowing. And he would slap it on top just so people would see.
Right.
And we were flying down Frank Scott Parkway one night, and I was behind him, and he threw it up there and turned on, and it blew up his fucking car. So he lost that one. It was still, like, hanging because how you plug it into your cigarette lighter.
Right.
So it flew off and just, like, hit the side of his truck and shattered. I was like, fuck! He was trying to be all funny and drive fast, but those things ain't made to go.
The magnet just went.
Nah, he wasn't holding. It blew right off. Motherfucker.
Anyway, moral of the story is don't trust anyone.
Yeah, that's the world we live in now. You can't trust anybody.
That sucks.
I mean, fuck, I don't even trust you two.
No.
I mean, I don't. That's why when we go out to eat, I drive. I don't trust you guys to drive. I'm afraid I'm not going to make it back alive.
I thought it was just because you knew where everything was around here.
That's part of it, too. No, but... No, it is. It sucks. You can't fucking trust anybody. You know, you just like you said, people pull over to fix your tire, and you feel bad for the asshole because it's snowing, but you're like, fuck you. I'm keep going because I don't want to get robbed.
Yeah.
Or smoked by some drunk driver that's driving crazy and then hits me. But it's the way of the world now. What are we going to do?
Just sit here and bitch about it, I guess.
Well, that's...
We did that.
Yeah, we did that.
Moving on.
I guess maybe we should play a song then?
Sure.
All right. This band is called Stalsarg, and the name of this song is A Will to Endure. That was A Will to Endure by Stalsarg. They are out of Suffolk, England. They are on Non-Servian Records, and they can be found at non-servium-records.bandcamp.com.
Hell yeah. Brendan, are we really going to go see Destroyer 666?
Yeah, I don't know. When is that?
That is the first Sunday.
Oh. Yesterday.
In March.
That's March?
The 4th, I believe.
Yeah, we could.
I mean, I'll go.
Yeah. Do you have to work the next day?
Yeah, but I can take off.
Yeah, okay.
It's on a Sunday?
Yeah. It's in Kansas City.
Ugh.
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 Yeah, God forbid.
I was just about to ask, how far do we have to travel?
4 hours. About 4 hours.
I mean, if they're not coming to St. Louis, then...
No, they're not coming to St. Louis. I mean, I'll go. I just need to know so I can take off work.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Well, and we're not driving back that night.
You don't think?
Fuck no. I'm too old for that shit. Yeah. I'm getting a hotel room.
Yeah, okay.
Too old for that shit.
Yep.
I did that once from Chicago.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
We went to go see The Haunted, me and Mike. Drove up there Saturday morning, left about 6 in the morning, hung out in Chicago all day, saw the show, left, got home about 6 in the morning Sunday.
Yeah,
right.
Fuck that. I was young then, though.
That's like, you know, you take a trip, like, we drove down to, like, Florida to Disney World, you know, we drove, and I told my wife, I go, we're going to stop as many times as I feel like stopping.
Yep.
Because I am not doing some 16-hour drive or 14 hours straight there. Screw that.
Nah.
Like, we're going to Disney World. We're spending thousands of dollars at Disney World. We can't afford a $60 hotel on the way there.
On the way there, exactly. You know, like,
why would I not stop?
No, I don't. I don't mind stopping. Same thing. I think going down places or going to wherever I'm going, I can do this straight through because I'm excited. I'm excited to get there. But on the way home... Fuck that. I'm like, I'll stop. Really? I'll stop every 4 hours and get a hotel room if I have to.
Yeah, I just...
I don't prefer to do a straight through, but I will because I am excited. But generally, on the way home, no.
Yeah.
Even though we did that backwards when we went to Florida, we stopped.
Right.
But we left here at like 4 in the afternoon, got to Alabama. It was about 10 o'clock at night. We couldn't find a room. Because there was some big Southern rock concert in every hotel through Alabama on that strip, the highway we were on to get to Florida, was booked up. Mm-hmm. I finally found one that was like, at the time, because we just kept driving to different places. And this time it's midnight, so I start calling towns ahead.
Uh-huh.
Found one 3 hours out. Booked it. So we didn't get there till like 3 in the morning. Was back up at like 7.
Yeah. Is this before you had internet on your phone?
No, I had internet on the phone. Okay. But we didn't know that this concert was going on. So we just pull off.
Right.
No, booked. Fuck. Pull on to the next one. Pull in. No, book. After like 3 or 4 times of doing that, we're like, what the fuck's going on? And we went into a gas station, and I guess the guy behind the counter heard me and Bill bitching. He's like, oh, dude, it's the great Southern rock country thing. He's like, you ain't going to find a hotel in the whole fucking state on this highway.
Yeah.
We're like, motherfucker. It was like a whole 3-day weekend thing, festival. And he was right. It was a fucking nightmare. But.
Was the hotel you did find a shithole?
It wasn't that bad.
No, really?
No, it was fine. But we got like the lot. They called me because I told them.
It was $500 a night. But
no, it was the normal. It was a normal like $100 or whatever. It was nothing expensive. But they called me at like 2:30 in the morning, like, do you still want this room? We got people here at 1. I'm like, I'm a half hour out. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
And showed up and got my room. Then we got to Florida. We got to Destin at like 10 or 11. And we couldn't get into our room till like 4 or 5. So we just like hung out at the pool all day. Went and got something to eat. It was a fucking, that first day there was a nightmare. But on the way home, straight through.
Yeah.
Left at like 6 in the morning. And we're home by like 8 that evening, I think.
It's like the last trip, like back to Florida, I think we stopped twice, honestly, because we couldn't get out to like late in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't leave till like after I got off work. Or like, you know, we didn't get on the road till like 6 or 7, you know?
Right.
And, but we drove a few hours and got to Kentucky or wherever. and stopped there. Then we drove more and stopped again. And plus, my daughter was like 4 or so. So
yeah.
In the car for that long is meh. But I remember on the way back, we were just stopping in places. We got a room. We weren't calling ahead. We weren't booking them on the internet, which is cheaper nowadays.
Yeah. There's no sense to stop and walk in anymore.
Yeah.
You're going to get it cheaper.
Right.
We've done that. Well, it says here I can, you know, Expedia's got it for this much. Like, you have to go through Expedia. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And done it, standing right there in the fucking lobby. There.
Yeah, we've done
that. Like, okay, here's your room.
We did, too. We went somewhere in Chicago, and, yeah, we did that. And she's like, well, I can sell your room, but, you know, it's going to be half that price on whatever. So we just sat there in the lobby and did it.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember on the way back, it was getting late. And I don't know where the fuck we were, middle of nowhere, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
And we went to like 3 or 4 different ones, and then we finally found like a crappy to me, hotel.
Right.
We were staying at the little like country inns that were kind of decent, you know, $100 a night, like you said.
Yeah.
We found one, you know, it was like 60 or 70, you know, and then it gets a little sketch there, you mm-hmm. know. But I was like, that's...
Blood stains on the mattress.
It's like we're in the middle of nowhere, and it's... But I guess... You know, everyone, that's the route they take to go back and forth from, you know, to Florida to
yeah, that anywhere. Main. I can't remember which highway it is, but there's a main.
Right, yeah.
I think I told you guys about that. Me and Bill were going deer hunting down in Murfreesboro one year, and we got a hotel room, it's a motel room.
What is the difference between a hotel
and a motel? Motel's got the door on the outside. Like, you park,
oh, yeah.
And you walk right to your door and go in.
Why the fuck does that matter?
It's the name of it.
Okay.
Motels got the doors on the outside. Hotels are all confined within the building.
Right.
So we're at a motel. So we dubbed the name of the place You Smoke because we went there one year. Because we'd always go to the same one because it was the only one around where we hunt it.
Right.
So we go there one year, and Bill's, it's late at night, so he has to like talk through a glass window outside.
That's when you know you're in a good area.
Yeah. And he's standing there talking to the guy, and I'm kind of just standing behind him, not really paying attention. And we didn't book the room ahead of time. You know, it was years ago. And he tells him, I need one room, 2 beds, non-smoking. And the guy yelled something. And I go, what? What did he just say? And Bill turned around and looked at me and goes, you smoke! Bill yells it at me. Because that's what the guy said to him. He was some foreign, like, Indian guy. You know, and he's like, you smoke! Meaning he didn't have non-smoking.
Oh,
because he had broken English. You smoke.
That's trying to tell you that you smoke.
Yeah, that's what he said. You smoke, meaning that you have to take a smoking room.
Okay.
So Bill like turned around and yelled at me, you smoke.
They're all smoking rooms,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so we dubbed the name of the place You Smoke. Where are you guys staying at? You Smoke. That's where we're staying. And everybody that hunted down there knew what we were talking about at some point. So we get in the room, and it fucking stinks. I mean,
right. It
is terrible.
Right.
It smells so bad I have to leave and go to Walmart to get Febreze. Because it smells like there's 20 people in there smoking cigarettes right then.
Right, right.
Oh, it was terrible. So anyway, Bill picks his bed, throws his stuff on it, throw mine on the other bed. Whatever. Do our thing, you know, winding down at the end of the night, all right, going to bed. So he gets in his bed and he's laying there, and I'm still kind of up doing whatever, getting my hunting shit ready. So I get over to my bed and I flake the sheets and I pull them back. And in the middle of the bed looks like a gigantic blood stain. And I am
like
not
how big?
Like the size of...
Like a dinner plate?
About a dinner plate size. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I go, what the fuck? And Bill leans up and looks, and he loses it. He is laughing his ass off because it ain't in his bed. You know what I mean? He loves it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I can't tell if someone spilled Kool-Aid or fucking... got stabbed or had their fucking period all over it. So I had to fucking put the quilt back on and just slept on top of the quilt.
You didn't go ask You Smoke if
there wouldn't have been anybody there. No, they would have been gone because at that point it was probably like midnight, 1 in the morning. They're going to be at the thing.
Yeah.
So what I did was that morning we got up to go hunt. I took all the sheets off the bed and I put it in a big ball at the end of the bed. So they had to take them, and I wrote a note, a piece of paper, and laid it on top. I said, can I please have sheets that doesn't look like a hooker got killed on it? And it's what I put on there. And when we came back from hunting, I had new sheets on there. But he loved it. I had to sleep on top of the bed with no covers or nothing. I just put my clothes on, and slept in clothes because it was cold. You know, it's, you know, it was just like, oh, it was disgusting.
Me, my wife and the kid went down to Branson like a few months ago. And we found the smallest speck of blood. It had to be blood. You know what I mean?
Right.
But we're talking like millimeter or two. You know what I mean? We're like, oh, I'm freaking out.
It's a mouse. Yeah, like cut its foot on something.
Yeah. Think it was new sheets. I was like, I can't.
No. And that's the worst thing is I pull the sheets off and I always look.
Yo, hell yeah.
Not with a black light, mind you. Yeah. I just look.
Right.
Because there's
you know what's in there.
No. When I go on this trip in August, riding across country on the motorcycle,
right.
I'm going to have a sleeping bag with me. Because I'm just going to sleep in my sleeping bag on top of these beds. Because the older I get, the more, like, germophobic I get.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Like,
I'm not germophobic, but
I think I am to an extent. Like, it's weird. I look at everything. I'm like, but I don't do anything about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I go to the gym, and I'm like, oh, my God. You know how much fucking stuff is all over this? And I just grab the barbell and start doing
it. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm thinking about it. When I go to Walmart and I grab the cart, I'm like, how many nasty motherfuckers have, like, licked the bar about, where I'm holding? But I still grab it.
How many times a day would you say you wash your hands?
Oh, fucking zero.
Seriously?
No, I piss all over them. I don't wash them.
Really?
No, I go to the bathroom.
I go in the bathroom, and I'm the only guy that washes their hands in the whole fucking establishment.
It depends. If I'm in
public. Just guess.
No.
You gotta, just give me a fucking number. A regular day.
The regular day? Yeah. I don't know. Three or four, maybe. I don't know.
What about you?
Five, maybe.
So seven. I don't consider myself a germaphobe, but I'd say I wash my hand probably at least between 12 and 20 times a day.
God damn, you are a germaphobe.
Well, because I know, like you said, I know it's there,
right?
And I'll still touch it. I'll do whatever.
You're right.
But then I know I gotta get that shit off my hands.
See, I always think about it, like, oh, I probably shouldn't do that, and I just like, man, whatever, and I just don't do anything about it.
But see, you know, I'll touch it, but then I know later on I'm not going to go and eat a fucking hamburger.
Yeah, so we get home from the grocery store.
After I go to the gym, right. It's just gross to me.
Right. Well, I get home from the grocery store with the wife and kid. First thing my wife does is wash her hands, tells the kid, wash your hands.
Fuck yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah.
But I even though in my head when I'm there, I'm like, oh, this is fucking gross. You know what I mean? It's like I'm a germaphobe, but at the same time, I'm super lazy.
Yeah, okay.
So I just don't do anything about it. Yeah. But it is gross. I mean, but the older I get, the more I, how do you want to say it? Like, the more I realize how disgusting everything is.
Right.
You know?
Well, I know everything's disgusting, but I don't know. Just it's not going to stop me from doing anything.
Like exactly. That. But I'm thinking about it.
It will stop me from eating the fish at a Chinese buffet, though.
That is very true.
I'm done there.
I won't eat fish at a...
If some lady's... sneezing and dying on top of it. There's like blood in her phlegm.
Is that ketchup that just on that fish already? I don't know what that is. Or is that some General So sauce? Maybe. That's disgusting. Let's play a song.
Let's play Blue Phoenix by the band The Astral Cadence. Thank you. That was Blue Phoenix by The Astral Cadence. They are out of New York. You can find them at theastralcadence.bandcamp.com.
Do you think that's kind of like a blue waffle?
I don't know what a blue waffle is. I'm assuming I don't want to know.
Why don't you get on Google and type in blue waffle right now?
No, I'd rather not.
Can you do that without the computer crashing? Go ahead and do it.
Why don't you look it up? Yeah, I want to see your reaction.
No.
Hey, who's in charge here?
Yeah.
Steve says do it.
The Brendan. Look up blue waffle.
No.
I gotta go wash my hands.
It's nasty.
We'll just
say
that. We'll just leave it at that.
We were talking about the gym one time, long time ago.
You talking about blue waffles at the gym?
This guy that comes in here at my old gym, this guy's super creepier, dude. Like, if there's a chick up on the treadmill, he's going right to the one next door. Out of the 10 treadmills that were there, and he always, when he's by himself, he goes on the one on the end.
Right.
If there's a chick on the far end, when he comes in, oh, no, he's going to the one right next door.
We had a conversation about this the other day. Remember? Because when I went to gym, I don't go anymore, of course, because I'm old and fat, and that's fine. But when I went, if there was like a girl on the treadmill, a girl on a machine, and I wanted to use the machine next to her, I would wait.
Right.
I was so scared of being that creeper guy.
Right.
I didn't want to get on a machine next to him, even though that was part of my routine.
Right, and perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine, and she'd probably be like, well, whatever, I don't give a
shit. Yeah, probably wouldn't even notice. But
yeah. But I just don't want to be that
dude. No, I've done that.
I'm like scared to.
Because we had three ellipticals at the shithole gym I was at. One of them was broken. And of course, it wasn't the one in the middle. It was the one on the far left.
Right.
So I would, okay, now I'm in my routine. I'm doing elliptical at the end after lifting for a little bit. So I get done lifting, and I turn around to go over there, and there'll be a woman on one of them. So that means I have to get on the one right next door.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, guess I'm not doing the elliptical.
Which is perfectly acceptable because there's only two.
Yes.
But it's like,
no, I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to go walk on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be, oh, who knows? It feels weird.
Like, I'm just always worried. I don't know why, but it's like I'm worried that they think I'm a
creeper. Right. So either way.
Which I am. I just don't want them to know.
No, exactly. So this guy's like talking to us about was it two girls, one cup?
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's so gross. Have you ever seen that? And this other guy that went to the gym, he's like, oh, do you know what a blue waffle is? He's like, no. And I guess he got on the treadmill and looked it up. And we're like, we continued working out. And all of a sudden he goes, you just hear him over. He's like, oh, my God. He like jumped off the treadmill. This is disgusting. And we're like, what? And he's like, oh, blue waffle. It's like, you really looked it up, dude? It's like, oh, my God. And I'm sure he went home and jerked off over it.
Yeah.
Brendan's going to look it up.
No, I'm not. He's going to wait.
He's going to wake up in the middle of the night and be like, oh, I have to know what a blue waffle is.
I've heard the term before, and I decided I didn't want to know what it was.
You don't want to know.
Okay.
And it was actually a big insult to that band. We lost the listeners.
You know what we need? That's nothing to do with the band. We promise.
No, it's just a joke.
We need to send him like a piece of mail. It looks like a, you know, something he would open up, like bell.
I've done that.
It'll just be a picture of a blue waffle. We sent that to people.
Not what? The blue waffle. Tub Girl. Do you remember Tub Girl?
Oh yeah.
Did you ever see Tub Girl?
No. Okay.
So it was a girl in a bathtub, laying. She's on her shoulders, if you know what I mean. She's got her ass up in the air and her legs up over her head.
Okay.
Like she's almost doing a somersault, backwards somersault. Yeah. And there's some kind of yellow liquid spraying out of her asshole. And it's a continuous stream arcing down onto her face. We were talking about it at work one time. And this guy that we worked there with, an older guy, we're like, oh, you know, hey, Dave, you need to go look up Tub Girl. He's like, I'm not looking that up. Same situation with you, Brennan. So I sent him an email, and I put, check out this hot chick. And I had the picture in there, so he clicked on it, and it was Tub Girl. Yeah. And he came to work the next day. He was like, I was sitting at the computer eating my dinner, you motherfucker.
That's perfect.
I was like, we just talked about it that day. He's like, you shouldn't have opened it. You should have known better.
Yeah. You'll see it eventually.
So, for our listeners, check out Blue Waffle, Tub Girl, And what was the other one? Two Girls, One Cup. If you haven't seen any of those.
Yeah.
Let's play a song, Brennan.
Do it on a computer you don't care about.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, don't do it at work. God damn it.
Work computer.
Yeah, I don't need you calling me saying, I lost my fucking job. Not work safe.
All right, up next we got a band called Antichrist, and this is Forgotten in the... God damn it. But not. Well, forgot. I don't know how to read. I keep saying though, and it's not there. Forgotten in Nameless Suffering.
Thank you.
That was Forgotten in Nameless Suffering by Antichrist. They are out of Peru, and they are on Iron Bonehead Productions. They can be found at ironboneheadproductions.bandcamp.com.
Peru.
Peru.
Cool. Peru.
This next band.
Yes.
Yes.
They hit us up on Instagram.
Okay.
Sent me a link to check them out, and so I hit them back. I was like, how do I get some music on the show? And they sent me a song to play. I listened to it. Obviously, well, I mean, I checked out the link they gave me. I liked it a lot, so I went to their Bandcamp page and bought the whole goddamn album. Mm-hmm. So you will probably hearing a bunch more from these guys as we go on, because they are fucking killer.
All right. The name of this band is Necro Abortion, and the name of the song is Dream Spectator. We'll be right back. That was Dream Spectator by Necroabortion. They're out of Buenos Aires, Argentina. And they can be found at necroabortion.bandcamp.com.
Buy their stuff.
All right. So Steve told me about these guys while we were at work.
Let me see if I can mute your channel.
Oh, these guys are awesome and blah, blah, blah. And they're
I text you.
Did you text me?
Yes.
I don't have the text. Anyway, so.
Let's not.
Sorry.
Lie.
Sorry if I was off. It was through text. We weren't at work. It was after work.
Yes. We talk to each other constantly.
Every night before we go to bed.
Yes. Because we ask each other what we're wearing the next day. Yeah. We wear uniforms, so it's always the same answer.
Anyways, so he tells me about this band, and he says they're from Argentina. And so I was like, well, is there shit in English? And he's like,
I have a defense of this, but go ahead.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter. It still doesn't matter because I still didn't know.
Sounded like a moron.
Right. But it didn't matter because it's still.
Okay, whatever. You can defend yourself in a minute. So I go, was it in English? He goes, well, yeah. Most bands from Europe are.
I meant to put most foreign bands, but I typed in.
And so, whatever.
Right.
And so I typed back, well, Argentina's not in Europe, but whatever, dude. So my question to you is, Brendan.
Yes.
What continent is Argentina in?
South America.
Very good.
It's very good.
Ding, 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 ding.
I knew they
Steve
weren't. No, I didn't.
They're from Europe.
No, I don't. I miss. Put what I meant, but I still didn't know where it was at. I started thinking about it because he was making fun of me, and I'm like, man, the only place I do know 100% that is in South America is Brazil. It's like that is about one of the only only continents I just don't know anything about, which is weird.
And then we started going on, like, I was getting him shit at work about it. I didn't get shit all week about it.
Yeah, I've been pretty much.
And then I asked him like to name the seven continents. And he had some troubles there too. First of all, he said
Canada's one.
No. the funniest one is he said Antarctica last, but he pointed up.
I did. I think I pointed up.
Yeah, he pointed north. He's like, Antarctica. I'm like, no, it's Antarctica. And I pointed down.
The best part about all this.
Did you actually graduate high school?
Yeah, by the skin of my teeth.
Did you graduate high school?
Yeah. But the skin of my teeth, bro.
Jeez.
Here's the thing. I'm going to edit all of this out.
So
this is all just a
waste
of time.
You're not going to edit out because we're going to have an episode. We're going to bring my 9-year-old daughter in here, and we're going to have a geography bee.
No.
Now, she's a little bit of a ringer because she won her geography bee at our school, Steve. So she's some good competition.
How? That's not competition for me. She'll kill me.
Because you're 30-something fucking years old, and you should know.
I'm going to be 38 here, sure.
Yeah, and you should know what fucking continent Argentina's on.
You're right, I probably should. But I don't. Well, I mean, I do now. You know what?
Hey, the next band is from Columbus, Ohio. I wonder where the fuck that's at.
I don't know.
I think it's in Europe.
You guys are assholes.
They're an Australian band.
Next one's an Australian band.
The next band is not from Australia. They are called Everlasting God Stopper, and the name of this song is KODM.
Now the fall of the land. So be driven on.
That was KODM by Everlasting Godstopper out of Columbus, Ohio. And you can find them at facebook.com/GodstopperINC.
And if you are a St. Louis listener, they are going to be here, well, depending on what day you're listening to, it might be today. So February 12th, they're going to be at FUBAR.
FUBAR.
And I think this episode will actually come out on the 11th, the night before. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to this on that Monday, they're actually in town if you like them.
Okay. Quit listening and go listen.
Go see them.
Yeah, there you go.
Listen to them for reals.
Don't listen to us.
No, don't tell people that. So we got one band left, so here's the deal. If you want free stickers, email us your address to empathicaradio@gmail.com.
They know about stickers. Do the rest.
You want to start doing the promos?
Just Google Empathica Radio and you can find us.
I wonder if... No, you can't. I made sure of that.
We're blocked on Google somehow.
Instagram, at Empathica Radio. Follow me at Empathica Smitty. Email your band to empathicaradio@gmail.com to get played on the show. As long as you're metal, hardcore, or punk, we will play you. More aggressive, the better. And for the bands that email us and ask if it's okay if you curse, yes, it's okay if you curse in the songs. I guess that's it. Let's end it and move along.
All right. The last band is called My Silent Wake. They are on Minotauro Records. They're out of the UK. You can find them at mysilentwake.com. And this song is Killing Flaw.
thoughts in your mind. It's not your own end that you fear. It comes from swell within hides dead. Even obscure, you still know the path. Done this speech, have you listened why? A voice keeps us back, another cries on. You know about this silence, save for wails and screams. You fear you persist, you bleed your redemption. Your shame, your armor, your bleak killing flaw. Those gods lie defeated. Blood flows across your skin. In the dark of the earth, rich flowers of light. Yet filled wars with love and coldly compelled. Salvation through suffering. Yeah, the 12 days.